News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you're having a good start to your day today. I feel pretty good. I'm looking forward to a little rain for my garden this morning. Today, we have a special guest with us. We have Kelly McLeod, who is the publisher of Bella Magazine. And we've got the new Bella on the newsstands now. So good morning, Kelly.
Hey, Meg. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. I was kind of thinking, well, you know, what should I wear today? It's not going to be too sunny, but I'm kind of looking forward to a little rain.
We need it. Man, it's been really dry.
I know. It's been desperately dry, so that's the good news. But I was so excited when I saw the new issue of Bella Magazine. I love that all the covers this year have celebrating 20 years, which is very special. But one of my favorite people is on the cover, Sue Strawn.
I mean, I can't believe we haven't had her on there yet, but this was the perfect issue to do it because we are mentors and mavens talking about, you know, how women mentor other women and set good examples. And I mean, that's Sue Strawn in a nutshell, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. When you think of all that she has done in her years at WEAR, I mean, she's a great hostess. I love it when she's a hostess at events, and we've seen her at so many different charities and community events. But one of the things that stands out to me that she has done, and a big another person that's been a big part of that is Kathy Dunnigan, who's the promotions director over there. Their community's caring at Christmas. Yeah. That is just an amazing, amazing event, what they do every year for those children and foster care. And, oh, my goodness. But, I mean, her list, I can't even, I mean, her resume must be, what, 15 pages long?
At least, right? Yeah, she, you know, she really, she doesn't just talk the talk, you know?
No.
In fact, she does more of action than talking about action. But she's an she's an inspiration to so many people in the community. And she doesn't do it for the sake of doing it. You can tell the love she has of Pensacola.
Well, she gets very upset when you try to give her credit or put her in the spotlight. She does not like that.
Right?
I have learned from experience. She does not want to be in the spotlight. She wants other people to take credit. And that's probably why she's such a great mentor. And her legacy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yep.
What an amazing legacy. But this picture of her on the cover is just beautiful. And I just think she's one of the greatest people around. And I am surprised y'all haven't gotten her sooner, actually. I'm surprised she agreed to be on the cover. Did she know or did you?
Well, I don't know if we told her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm thinking probably not. But it's cute because the article.
You know, we always,
go ahead.
When we profile women, we never want to commit to putting them on the cover because there's just a lot of different factors that goes into it.
Sure.
But I don't know if we always warn them it could happen to.
Well.
Because somebody like Sue obviously would say no.
Yeah. No, I know. She wouldn't want to do that because she doesn't want that kind of publicity.
Right.
And one of the things she does on her show on a regular basis, the 11 a.m. show, their daytime show, is a program called An Angel in Our Midst. And they profile somebody in the community every week and have done that for years. People that normally wouldn't get recognition, they'll highlight somebody that's doing something in the trenches, so to speak. And I love that segment because it could be kids, it could be somebody retired, it could be somebody talking about their past, someone that just, for example, reads with children twice a week. I mean, just in that and makes a difference in one child's life. But it's great because your cover story, it says Sue Strawn, an angel in our midst. That was perfect.
Yep.
Because she certainly is.
I know she didn't kind of create that phrase to describe herself, but it does. It is the perfect description of her. And I also love that program, you know, and that they highlight, but not the same people over and over. It's unexpected people, and it shows all of us that you don't have to be a super well-known person or the community or have a ton of money or this or that.
Mm-hmm.
We all can make a difference in different ways.
True, because so often we see the same people on the headlines and stuff, and not that they're not good at doing good as well, but it is nice to see some people get a little credit. There's a quote that you highlighted here in the magazine, which I really love, and this is from Sue herself, and she says, "There are stories out there that are hard stories to tell. It's real stuff. It happens, and we have to tell those stories. But I also know that there's a lot of good. I wanted to shine a light on that to restore some hope and to let people know there are good people out there." I love that.
I mean, you feel that in your body, don't you?
Yes.
It's,
Yes. And especially
we
in these days.
We need to be the good.
Yes, yes, yeah. More and more. especially in these days. There's so much bad news out there. And I'm not sure why. They used to say when I was in journalism, if it bleeds, it leads.
Bleeds, it leads.
You know, so every fire, every disaster would always be the first story of the night. And so what's nice is that we can have people that are out there looking for the good stories. And Sue is certainly one of those folks. I love that you were able to profile her in this issue. And this is... Go ahead.
Well, the team's been wanting to for a long time. And, you know, we have different writers. And basically, they're fighting over her. So we had to work through that.
Oh,
but
I see.
Allison McCrory.
I'm not surprised.
Long time.
I am not surprised.
Allison's a longtime writer with Bella and a fabulous writer. And she was really excited to do this profile.
Awesome. Well, I encourage people to pick up a copy. And you can pick a copy of Bella just about anywhere. You have newsstands. It's a free magazine. And you have newsstands all over town and on the beach. We had it over at the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center, the visitor center in town. And you can't miss it because it says Bella right out front. And this issue has a beautiful picture of Miss Sue Strawn on there. So definitely pick it up. But tell me a little bit more. I love how thoughtful you all are each month. And every time you come on the show, there are so many things to talk about. We always run out of time. But what are some of the highlights of this issue that you're particularly proud of?
Well, the story right after Sue's story in the magazine is talking about Reading Pals.
Uh-huh.
I love Reading Pals. I was a Reading Pal a few years ago.
Oh, you were?
So rewarding.
How was that? Yes. What was that like?
I don't consider myself great with kids. and so I'm shy. The little girl that I was reading to was shy. But then it doesn't take long, and you form this connection, and you look forward to it, she looks forward to it, you know, each week, and you just build this relationship and have fun. And
Well, I always laugh. They say
it's very impactful to both people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have some friends that are bigs in the Big Brother, Big Sister program, and they're always talking about it may benefit the littles, but sometimes it benefits the bigs more. The pal benefits more than the kid, right?
That's part of mentoring of any kind, that whether it's in, you know, business, professional sense, or these different, you know, helping children in different ways, it absolutely is rewarding for the mentor themselves.
So as a ready
it's
pal,
not a one-sided relationship.
As a ready pal, how does that work? Is it once a week or once a month? Or and if somebody was listening this morning and think, you know what, I would like to do something like that, how would they sign up for that?
Yeah, it is once a week. It's run or managed by Ready Kids in Pensacola. And so you reach out to them, and then, you know, it's during the school year, so they'll connect you with somebody. And I don't know if they still do this, but one little tip that worked out well for me is that my friend Stacy Costa-Vicky and I partnered up because we both wanted to do it, but we both felt like we had such demanding schedules, we were afraid we wouldn't be able to honor our commitment.
Right.
But partnering together with the same student, she would go 1 week, I would go the next.
Oh,
we would kind of trade off or fill in when the other person couldn't go so that we never let the student down.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out really well for us.
Oh, that's great. And Stacy's an amazing person. She's the executive director for Gulf Coast Kids House.
Yes.
So she does have a busy schedule just like you. So that makes a lot of sense. So basically get in touch with...
And I feel like...
Oh, go ahead.
With Ready Kids.
Mm-hmm. Get in touch with Christy Craig over at Ready Kids. Yeah.
With somebody that... Oh, I'm sorry.
It's hard on the phone. There's a little bit of a delay. If the listeners are wondering why we're talking over each other, it's funny, but there's a little bit of a delay here. So go ahead. You were saying about Christy Craig.
Well, no, I was going to say about Stacy that she's somebody in my life that has mentored me in a lot of ways. And I'm about 10 years older than her, in some ways had more career life experience. But when I moved back to Pensacola, I began working at Kids House and working under Stacy. And her guidance and mentorship in the nonprofit world, the Pensacola community, how to handle different situations, which it was a huge value to me, and she's become one of my dear friends as a result.
Well, she was just on the show this past week, and she's just amazing. And what they do for those children that are in abusive situations is truly, remarkable and miraculous. They really make a difference.
Well, it is, and that she's been there for so long doing that, because it's not easy work.
No, and it's not. So you have some other things we can highlight that are in the magazine this month. And if you do have digital copies, too. Is that correct?
We do. You can go to issue.com, issuu.com, and look for Pensacola Bella, and you'll find the digital flip book. We also link to it on our Facebook and Instagram pages. And this being May, it's Mother's Day, so we do have another one of our gift guides in the middle of the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Different areas, you know, stores and
gift ideas
have some gift ideas for mom. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I see a lot of massages and things in there. I think that's a good idea. Perfumes.
That's always a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely, definitely. So one of the things,
and it can be hard, you know, just. I guess it could be hard sometimes to figure out what to get for gifts. And so I love these little gift guides that, you know, some of the stores highlight different gift ideas. And you can go into these stores and ask for help. They are great about that.
Well, you always want to get mom something a little special. You know, you don't want to get her a waffle maker.
Yeah. No, don't.
Don't do that.
Please.
Get her something
fun.
Don't get
her a waffle maker or a vacuum cleaner or a mop.
Yeah,
no.
think more along the lines of pampering. That's a good way to go.
Yes.
Any kind of a mani-pedi or you can get a massage, anything like that where mom gets a little bit of time to herself.
Exactly. And also I know a lot of moms that would just love, like, make them breakfast. Make it a day where they're not doing everything for the family. The family's doing things for them. That can just be a treat.
Absolutely. Breakfast in bed never fails.
The best.
We're talking with Kelly McLeod. She's the publisher with Bella Magazine. If you've got a question about the May issue, which features Sue Strawn on the cover, all you got to do is just text it in to our text line at 850-437-1620. So the month of May, and this is very important, is also Mental Health Awareness Month, and you have an article, Minding Your Mental Health. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to highlight next. Too. So thank you. Yeah, Mental Health Awareness Month. I am one of those people who thinks everybody needs therapy. It doesn't mean there's
Amen,
something
sister.
Wrong with us or that we're broken. But I love the very first quote in this story from Alicia Williams is, we should all be born with a birthday and a counselor because everybody goes through something.
Oh, I like
and
that.
I love that. It's so true. Mm-hmm. I myself go to therapy on a fairly regular basis, but then when things happen, like my husband suddenly dying, you know, I'm in there every week, if not twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's so helpful. And you know, I hate that there's a stigma still for some people, because it's just, we all need help.
Well, there's no shame in it, and especially if you want to have a better life, at least for me, I know there's things that I do that I want to change. I mean, when you're in that meeting and you say something, oh, I wish I hadn't have said that. Just personality things or behavioral things, and why can't I stop doing this? And it helps to have that person that's neutral, because you can talk to family and friends, but they're always on your side. But it's helpful to have somebody that can give you that outside perspective and say, have you ever thought about it this way? And I'll look blankly at my therapist and go, no. And it opens up this whole door. Yes. It opens up a whole door of awareness, because I have a good friend that says awareness is the first step to change. But if you don't even know.
I say that all the time.
Yeah,
yep,
if you don't even know you're doing something,
agree.
You can't. And so friends tend to not tell you those things, your family. But a good counselor can help you sort things out. And I love that quote, because all of us have been through something. That's life, right? So
it is life.
And it's hard.
And if we can learn to navigate those things with a little understanding and awareness and a little help, it's everything, and they can help you. You know, you kind of said, why do I do that? Or why did I keep doing that? They can help us kind of understand where that comes from so that we can kind of work to change. And I just look at it as learning.
Right.
I love learning.
Yeah.
And that's just another part of learning.
Well, there's several ways you can get help. Some people say, well, I just can't afford it. But there are some affordable means of getting help, getting some counseling and getting therapy. You have listed here in the article, one of the places that we've had on the show just recently is Lakeview Center. They're a nonprofit dedicating to helping people in all aspects of mental health. So you can go there, and they also have, I think, help for funding and ways that you can get help for the counseling. But there's several organizations, I believe, in town that can help you. And don't let it get to that point where you want to give up on your life. That's the thing.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of counselors that do take insurance. They can work to find, you know, who those are. There's also, it's just so accessible now. There's different online options. Some of the online virtual therapy options you can find through your insurer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, then you don't have to worry about somebody, you know, seeing you in town or something like that. You know, you can talk to somebody remotely that lives somewhere else. There's just so many options.
And so you feel that maybe that's an extra layer of privacy, which is nice.
Yeah.
And that, excuse me, that's a good thing too. But yeah, I love that awareness is the first step of change, and it can be kind of an adventure. I mean, why not get to know yourself? Find out what's going on in that brain of yours.
Exactly. I find it fascinating.
I know. It's really fun. Kind of fun sometimes. Sometimes not so much. But I'll tell you what, when something challenging happens and you have that person that you can go to sort it out, that's a huge relief. It's a big, it really can make a huge, huge difference.
It can. It absolutely can.
So you have covered a lot in this issue. As I'm thumbing through, we've got some great gift ideas for Mother's Day, but you also have some article about the big Navy Days this week, Pensacola Navy Days. This is happening this weekend with the calendar of all the events, which is exciting. We had the big celebration last night for Keila Richardson, our girl from American Idol, parade and the key to the Keila to the city. Which is so cute.
That's funny.
And even
I'm out of town, so I wasn't able to go.
I hear
it was great.
You would have loved it. Thousands of people showed up. It was amazing. And they had, I think, 4,000 tickets outside the amphitheater, and then I think 5,000 plus at the Wahoo Stadium, and they sold out. I mean, it was free. You know, they gave everybody tickets,
but
they had a huge, huge turnout, which is really neat. And people were wearing T-shirts that say Pensacola. Right?
Isn't that great? It's a great name.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
We're talking with Kelly McLeod. She is the publisher of Bella Magazine. She's out of town, so that's why we've got her on the phone today. Anything else you want to mention about the magazine? We've got a few minutes left to talk.
I mean, it was just Cinco de Mayo, but tacos are good anytime. Did you see this floating taco food boat?
Now, what is that? Tell me about that.
A wet taco.
Yeah, tell me about that. I'm looking at the picture going, what?
it's Heather Hayes is the female owner and CEO of the floating food boat. Which, if anybody spent any time on the water, you know this is a genius idea. But and she sets up, I think, some different places, but most of the time behind the Sneaky Peaky on Pensacola Beach.
No kidding. I'm not aware of this. I'm looking. It says the wet taco. it's a boat. It's like a boat truck versus a food truck or a food boat, I guess you would call
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, how funny. Yep. So usually dock?
Go get some tacos.
Behind Sneaky Tiki's?
Behind the Sneaky Tiki. Yep.
So you could paddle board right over there, kayak over there.
Yep, or just get on your float or just swim and pull on up there and have some tacos and salsa.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. I wonder if she had a rush yesterday with Cinco de Mayo on the water.
Yeah, I would hope it was good.
That's awesome. Okay, so people got to be on the lookout then.
Also
for the wet
taco. A great example of a entrepreneurial woman who sees a need and figures it out and does something unique, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's very creative. Watch. We'll probably have dozens of them before too long. Just like the food trucks. The first time I saw a food truck, I thought, oh, that's not going to work. Well, I was definitely wrong about that. They're everywhere now.
Yeah. I got to say, you missed the boat on that one. But
oh, Kelly.
Ba-dum-bump.
Good one. That was good. So she may be out of town, but she's definitely awake. One of the other things that they do in Bella Magazine, which I always enjoy, is every month you put pictures. You know, we have so many community events and so many galas and things where people are out and about. And you do such a great job of getting photos of everybody and all the different events, especially those that are highlighting women. So you have some pictures from the Women's Empowerment Awards event. You've got some photos here from Wine on the Water, which was a big event over at Wahoo Stadium. And all of those that benefited Sacred Heart Foundation. And you have a section called Out and About and the Equality Florida Brunch, which is a whole bunch of folks. And it's just wonderful that you're able to cover and let people know about all the different things that people are doing for the good in this community.
Well, and this time of year is so busy for events. So we have more events in there than we usually do. But, and you know, March was Women's Month. So then that's why we've got a couple of those women's events. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was so much good stuff going on, and there is all spring. So the next few issues will have a lot of events in them.
No doubt. Well, we're getting ready to call this the festival season because it seems like we have some kind of festival every single weekend. It's wild. There's always something to do in Pensacola. Always something.
There is.
Okay, well, we're talking with Kelly McLeod. She's the publisher of Bella Magazine. They've got a great issue out on the newsstands right now. It's the May issue. You can't miss it because it's got a beautiful picture of Sue Strawn on the front. But guys, I know we got a lot of guys that listen to this show. You need to pick up this issue because it has great gift ideas for Mother's Day, and it is this Sunday. Okay, it is. Everybody that's a mom, be aware that Mother's Day is this Sunday. So you want to find something fun to do with mom or do something nice for her. There's some great ideas in this issue of Bella Magazine. What can we have to look forward to coming up in the next issue? What are y'all working on?
So June is coming up.
Yeah.
You know, I can never remember, Meg. We went to print on that a few weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I can't even remember. I know we've got either June or July, it's sizzle, all about hot and heat,
mm-hmm.
and hot
summer
food
clothes,
or, you know, things like that. Yeah.
Well, they always have great fashion. Again, for the fashion in May, it talks about an easy, relaxed style. And I like some of these outfits because they look very cool and comfortable.
Yes, very stylish and, mm-hmm. you know, looking good, but very comfortable. Yeah, I love all of these. I think this is from the Market of Mainly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, down there on South Palafox.
Oh, nice.
You know, they have wonderful clothes, longtime business owners here, that family. But yeah, these are some great clothes.
Okay, well, we are out of time, my friend. How can folks find out more about Bella Magazine?
Go to bellamagazine.com, go to Pensacola Bella on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out.